Here in Lillooet, British Columbia, this is CHLS 100.5 FM, right between your ears.
searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting
and neighbors. This is Mike, your host, on today's February the 5th edition of Right Between Your Ears, coming at you live from the Rec Center down here on Main Street. And right off the top, I want to send out a slightly belated birthday greeting to my wife, Nisa, whose birthday was yesterday, and send out a pre-birthday greeting to our friend Ivy Medrano, who's celebrating her birthday also this month. And let me see now. There's a couple other people down in Vancouver. If you're listening, you know who you are, and it's your birthday this month too. So we'll just go ahead and get all the birthday greetings out on this show for the whole month of February. Go Aquarius. Now, what have we been listening to? Well, this was a little bit of a Viking set here, Scandinavian sort of a set. And we started it out with a German band called Faun, F-A-U-N, and their song called Fatherkleid, which I think it means clothed in feathers. And a real pretty song, I guess you would call it ancient style music. They're playing old instruments that you don't hear too much anymore. And the second song that you heard was a young woman from, I believe she is from the Hebrides or the Faroe Islands. Let's say I'm going to go with the Faroe Islands. And she sings in Faroese, which is pretty close to Icelandic. And her name is Ivor Powell's daughter. And her song was called Trollabunden. And I think it means spellbound, if you translate it. And boy, what a powerful voice that lady has. And I don't think you can put her, she's not really doing some old category of music or whatever. She does what she feels like doing, and she can really command an audience. I've seen one film of her singing outdoors into a fjord, standing on a mountain above a fjord, and her voice is just booming out over the ocean. It's really something. A lot of energy in there. And she was followed up by a Swedish band called Blau Bergens Borduner, pardon my accent, and their song was called Brännvinslott från Älvdalen. Brännvinslott being a type of folk song, I believe, traditional Swedish folk song. So that was Blau Bergens Borduner with their song Brännvinslott från Älvdalen. And we finished this set up with one of my old favorite Neil Young songs, which to my knowledge was his still today most purchased record of a single song that he ever put out among all the library of music he has pumped out. And that was, of course, Heart of Gold. And I don't know if many people know it, but when he was recording that with the Stray Gators back in the day, he somehow managed to get a hold of James Taylor and Emmylou Harris, who were busy on another project, and dragged them over to sing backups just on that one song. And I didn't know that for many years, but if you listen for him, you can hear him in there. And without any further ado, we're going to get on into some more music here. So get ready to drag the line. To describe the trail makes one a storyteller. To extract meaning makes one a philosopher. To share makes one human.
Bobcat Logic.
Tuesdays, 9 in the morning. Wednesdays, 4 in the afternoon. This is going to be good. Thank you.
Om mannen han gick sig via skogs utat i lottilenta, där såg han en krok i lunden som godes utat i lottilenta. Om mannen han tänkte med själva sig utat i lottilenta, och tron har en krok han ska dreta mig utat i lottilenta. Så spänner han för sin båge för knä utat i lottilenta, så ska ut han en krok så hodat ner sluta till upp till inta. Så spinna får det där fåran ta sluta till upp till inta, så kör den kroka på lovgård sluta till upp till inta, och kötta han salta i tunnor och fat. Skinnes i jorden toppar skås utat i lottilinta, det bästa far är det gamla till moris utat i lottilinta. Han näbbes i jorden kärkjavåts utat i lottilinta, så folk kunde robo fråpåts utat i lottilinta. Utat i lottilenta, ägg och så gjorde han stående glas. Utat i lottilenta, och nacken han sätter på kyrka till stas. Utat i lottilenta, och mynden han brukte till malakont. Utat i lottilenta, och äron brukte till tutare hons. Utat i lottilenta, och hjärtan han sätter på fiskekrog. Utat i lottilenta, och ingen har sett slike fiskan drogs utat i lottilenta. Och den som ser kråkat på detta sås utat i lottilenta, han är inte värd ej kråk att få utat i lottilenta. Och mannen han gick sig via skogs utat i lottilenta, där såg han en kråk i lunden som godes utat i lottilenta.
Friends and neighbors, this is Mike, your host, with today's edition of Right Between Your Ears. And that last song, Yevli Jettebra, that was a Swedish lady named Kirsten Blodig, and she plays guitar herself, the rhythm, but that real fancy guitar picking you heard in there was the Englishman Ian Melrose, and I really love that style of twangy guitar, what he does. It reminds me of the guitarist in the Pentangle Band. And that song was called Kroka, which means the raven, which you hear. There's a lot of folk songs in Scandinavia that talk about the raven. And that's spelled K-R-A with a little O over the A. K-A, Kroka. And up before that, that real upbeat, driving, happy song was a woman from northern Sweden called Sofia Janok, and she is what they call in Sweden a Sami, what they call in Finland a Suomi, and what we call in Texas a Laplander. So they're the, I guess you could call them, the indigenous First Nations of Scandinavia. And she's a wonderful singer and musician, and I'll try to pick out a couple of more of her tunes to put on future shows, but of all the music I've heard that she's done, my hands-down favorite is the song I just played you, and the song is called Irene. And up before that was one of my old favorites from down where I'm from, and that was Mr. J.J. Cale with his song called Solen. And let's see here. second song in the set, we're counting them up backwards here, was Vancouver band Raccoon Eyes, which you hear on this show from time to time. And I'll just mention here that that was on the drums there, doing an admirable job, was Mr. Dove Cavadius. And the singer was Mickey Hawes, and same last name as me, and yeah, he's a relative. It's my youngest son. And that was their song called No I Didn't. And we started out the set, I gave you a little clue there, with Tommy James and the Shondells from back in the day, doing a wonderful song called Dragging the Line. And if you're around my age, you remember that song. And now it's time to get on to some weather, so we'll just do that. And I'll fresh up this page here. Okay, it's coming along. So here's what we've got currently right now. Minus 3 degrees in Lillooet, a barometric pressure at 102.4 kilopascals with a tendency to rise. The dew point is minus 9.1. And the humidity is a, compared to what we've been having, I say a dry 64%. Tonight, we're going to be looking at minus 1 with a 40% chance of flurries. Tuesday, we're going to have 4 degrees above. And we're going to have overnight, Tuesday night, a chance of flurries at 60% with a temperature of 0. Going into Wednesday, we've got cloudy. 8 degrees above, and that night we've got 3 degrees above with periods of rain. Thursday, 70% chance of showers at 6 degrees as the high, and overnight low of minus 7, and the skies clear up, stars come out. Friday, sun is out, and 0 degrees, so that sounds pretty sweet to tell you the truth. And that night, minus 6 because of the clear skies, I would imagine. Going into Saturday, you got 3 degrees above and sunny again. That's 2 in a row. And the overnight of minus 5. Clear sky is still holding out. And we'll take it into Sunday, 11th of February. A mix of sun and cloud at 3 degrees Celsius. Checking here, it says for Tuesday, the snow level sits at 800 meters. Not seeing anything talking about any more high winds. Boy, that was something we had the other day, I'll tell you what. My little kitty cat was getting worried for a couple hours there. Historical data. Highest temperature on this day since 1998 was 8.3 Celsius, and that happened in 2016. That wasn't long ago. Lowest temperature was minus 14 in 2014. And there's going to be some rock scaling. There's some rocks have already come down on the road that you need to watch out for. And there'll be some maintenance right here at Lillooet on the highway as well. And with that being said, we will head on in to some more show. Ladies and gentlemen, join us each Wednesday night at 8 p.m. for Radio Lillooet's special presentations of thought-provoking speech and fine literature. Imagine a place where raw natural beauty combines with insight, entertainment, and information. Step through that door with me now. This is Radio Lillooet 100.5
Song on the radio. Thank you.
Hi, friends and neighbors. This is Mike, your host, with today's edition of Right Between Your Ears, and it is time for some public service announcements. So first up, I'll tell you what we've been listening to in this third set. And the beautiful tune you just heard was by a band out of California called Shelley Phillips and Friends. And in English, it's called The Ash Grove. And in Welsh, it's called Llwynon. And I'm sending that out to my paternal grandmother and her people. They all come from Cardiff, Wales. And up before that, probably you recognized it. That was the Lillooet's own choir singing a song, See Ya Hamba. And I'll be playing more of the Lillooet choir as soon as it comes into my hands. I've heard they've been working up some really great new numbers, and I got to hear them a couple of weeks ago when they did the Lillooet music. And so as soon as I get some more, you'll be hearing it. Before that, we had Quebecer Eric Mongrain. He lays the guitar flat and bangs on it. That song was called Confusion Number 8 by Eric Mongrain again. He didn't invent that style, but Michael Hedges was the other person that's made that style quite famous, that particular way of playing a guitar, and I think Eric is carrying the torch now. I figure he's one of the best at that style that I've ever heard. And up before that was Al Stewart with his song called Song on the Radio. By way of public announcements, I've got three things here. So first up is Pow Wow 2018 Gathering of Hearts. It's going to be February 9th, 10th, and 11th at the Lillooet Rec Center. And the MC is Buck Sheena. And the arena director is Jim Edgar. And the grand entry is Friday, 7 p.m., Saturday, 1 p.m., and 7 p.m., Sunday, 12 p.m. There's all kind of different things going on here. I don't really have time to read them all out, but quickly, craft vendors, it's $35 a session or $100 for the weekend. Saturday, February 10th, supper provided, and full concession, Indian tacos and bannock, door prizes, programs, all kind of stuff. Let's see here. Coming out ceremony, princess pageant, specials, blanket raffle. You can contact and find out information about this. You can contact Leona McKay at 250-318-3177. That's Leona McKay, 250-318-3177. Or you can email, all one word, redgroundcreations@gmail.com. That's redgroundcreations@gmail.com for the Gathering of Hearts Pow Wow 2018. Next up, Missing Cat. Please help us find Kyle, K-Y-L-E. Kyle is a small cat with big eyes and a brown to dark brown coat. She is neutered and may respond to her name. She's been missing since September. Please contact the number below if you see her. The number to contact if you see this little kitty is 250-320-8778. That's 250-320-8778. And the owners would be very grateful if you could help find her. And I'm looking at a picture of her here. She's got quite dark, pretty fuzzy, and kind of a two-tone with dark tan and then almost black. The lighter shade runs right down between her eyes, down to the tip of her nose, so that'd be the giveaway. She's got a stripe right across her nose from her ears down to her nose. And last up is February 11th, 2018, at 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Pavilion Lake. It's already time again for the Ice Fishing Derby. Cost is $20, and let's see here. There's a $500 grand prize, courtesy of Savinaw Specialty Plywood. Second prize of $200, and a third prize of $100, plus many other consolation prizes. Concession all day, outhouse on site, and the proceeds go to community activities. Good fishing and good luck. And with that being said, we will get on with the show.
Hey, Lilouette, for 2 hours of non-threatening classical music with a wealth of information about the music, composers, and performers, tune in to Snooze Button every weekday from 7 to 9, plus weather, road reports, and public service announcements. And remember, Wednesdays are all about the piano.
The guitar man. Who's gonna steal the show? You know, baby, it's the guitar man. He can make you love, he can make you cry. He will bring you down and he'll get you high. Something keeps him going miles and miles a day. Find another place to play. Night after night, who treats you right? Baby, it's the guitar man. Who's on the radio? You go listen to the guitar man. Songs to play. Then you listen to the music and you like to sing along. You want to get the meaning out of each and every song. Then you find yourself a message and some words to call your own and take them home. Begin to flicker and the sound is getting dim. The voice begins to falter and the crowds are getting thin. But he never seems to notice. He's just got to find another place to play.
was gone. There was no train station. There was no downtown. Somehow it had disappeared. All my favorite places. My city had been pulled down. Reduced to parking spaces.
Lord have mercy. Well, that was the Pretenders live with Chrissy Hines' song My City Was Gone, talking about Akron, Ohio. And it ties into the song that came before, which was Bread's old song, The Guitar Man. I believe that song goes back to about 1969, I'm going to say. I'm not positive, but I think so. But the first song, The Guitar Man, that's what they were talking about, was the second song. And I never did manage to find the name of who that guitarist was on that live set of the Pretenders. But like the soldiers way back in the old days, they used to say if they didn't win, they'd have to be carried home on their shield. I guarantee you that guitarist was carried home from that concert on his shield, because he left everything on the stage. And unfortunately, that's all we're going to have time for today. But I'm going to conclude something I started a couple of shows ago called History Kids. And these are excerpts taken from Canadian school children's test results to do with history and subjects like that, that teachers way back in the day circulated amongst themselves through the internet to for a giggle. And so I've been reading out a few every couple of shows or so, and I've got three of them left, so I'll go ahead and give you number 15 through 17 of the History Kids. And here we go. Number 15. Johann Bach wrote a great many musical compositions and had a large number of children. In between, he practiced on an old spinster which he kept up in his attic. Bach died from 1750 to the present. Bach was the most famous composer in the world, and so was Handel. Handel was half German, half Italian, and half English. He was very large. Number 16. Beethoven wrote music even though he was deaf. He was so deaf he wrote loud music. He took long walks in the forest even when everybody was calling for him. Beethoven expired in 1827 and later died for this. Number 17. The 19th century was a time of a great many thoughts and inventions. People stopped reproducing by hand and started reproducing by machine. The invention of the steamboat caused a network of rivers to spring up. Cyrus McCormick invented the McCormick Raper, which did the work of 100 men. Louis Pasteur discovered a cure for rabbits. Charles Darwin was a naturalist who wrote The Organ of the Species. Madman Curie discovered the radio, and Karl Marx became one of the Marx Brothers. And that concludes our last installment of the History Kids, until I can get my hands on some more. And if you just stand by, we'll get you onto your country music playlist. Through the long night that is mankind's spiritual infancy, music is our fire. And literature is the wolf curled up beside her. This is 100.5 FM, Radio Lillooet, bringing you both since the turn of the millennium.